Lauren Young here at Vikings OTA with Kyle Rudolph. Kyle, everyone seemed really excited out there. Week two, you're going to the playground build. How is it feeling?
Feels good. Today's an exciting day. It's an opportunity for us to get out in the community, and you know, it's the 2016 Minnesota Vikings opportunity to kind of leave a mark, and it's something that the Wilf family started when they got here back 10 years ago, and you know, it's good for us to get out here, get our work in, and then we get to go make an impact on the community.
How important is making that impact on a community for you, who I'm sure as a player had a lot of heroes growing up and appreciated those types of things?
It's extremely important. You know, for us, it's an opportunity to go out, interact as an organization, and it's front office, it's coaches, it's players, it's trainers. So we all go, we all have our hands in on the project, and you know, you get to see the kids run around, and you know, it gives them an opportunity to get out and play and put the Xboxes and the PlayStations away and go outside and have fun.
And it has to be nice to spend some extra time with your teammates off of the field and kind of build that bond, especially with the new guys coming in.
Absolutely. You know, we spend a lot of time together here at work, so to have the opportunity to get out and be away from the facility, spend some time together, have a good time is all fun.
Speaking of new guys, so you've got a lot of new talented faces this year in the upcoming season. Anyone that's really impressing you during these OTAs so far?
You know, a lot of the rookies have come in and have been impressive in terms of how quickly they've grasped, especially offensively. You know, in our room, we have two young tight ends, and David Morgan and Kyle Carter, and, you know, I'm around those guys every day, and, you know, they've impressed me with the way they work, their knowledge of the offense. We ask a lot of these guys in a hurry, so both of those guys have been very impressive.
Anything that you worked on in your off season that you personally are working on bringing into the OTAs and showing those guys?
For me, this off season, it was, you know, I'm fortunate enough to go into the off season healthy, an opportunity to build on what I did last year from a health standpoint. So to be healthy, to, you know, have an off season where we're not rehabbing and to build on that is always good.
I also have to say congratulations. You and Jordan are about to welcome, well, not about to, soon, to welcome two baby girls. I'm sure you've had a lot of support and advice, and you were talking about you live on the same street as the Greenways. How excited are you? Any specific advice that stands out?
We're extremely excited. You know, it's going to make for a really fun fall. You know, welcoming the girls right in the middle of the 2016 season. And, you know, I always look to Chad for advice. He's done really well with his three girls. And as long as they tag along with the Greenway girls, we'll be all right.
And so because they're going to be born in the middle of the season, I'm sure focus on the field is going to have to be a major thing that you're going to work on, and also being present at home. Have you thought about that at all, or are you just kind of taking it as it comes?
Well, we got the bye week in the middle of October, so I'll make sure I help Jordan as much as possible on that week, and then, you know, hopefully reintroduce myself to the kids about halfway through February, and you know, we're taking them down to Houston for a Super Bowl. But during the season, I'll be as much help as possible with my focus being here.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You bet.
Have a good day.